All right. Okay, everyone, welcome to our mastermind for September 6th. We're into September 2023. Kind of crazy.
Great.
And looking forward to tuning in here with all of you. And I'll talk a little bit about the energy. All the updates are on the member site. So if you haven't watched the September update or even the Blue Moon update, I encourage you to do that. There's lots going on. And a lot of it has to do with the retrograde energy that we're in. So if things are moving slower than you'd like them to move, join the club. That's okay. It's a time to reevaluate things. And the benefit of reevaluating things is that it kind of gives us a second chance. We get to make some new choices based on some things that maybe we've done in the past or new information comes in. The other thing that this energy presents is when planets are retrograde, they're actually strong. And what I mean by that is that they're opposite the sun. So they actually don't move backwards. It's just that they're moving slower in their orbit around the sun. So it gives that optical illusion, like, you know, when you're passing a car, maybe those wheels look like they're actually turning backwards, but they're not. So, but because they're moving slower, they're also, it happens in a point in their ecliptic around the sun when they're farther away from the sun. So what they represent happens to be stronger. So, and the big thing that just shifted is that Jupiter went retrograde and then Venus, our planet of relationships and connection, our great connector, our artist, our muse, finally went direct. And that's been a bit of a challenging energy, having that, that relationship energy, you know, retrograding for as long as it has, and that energy of connection, and that's, you know, depending on your chart, has hit you in different ways. But now that it's gone direct, and it just turned direct on the, like, the 4th, it does give us an opportunity to start to maybe implement some of the new choices that maybe the realizations we've come to around relationships and connections and some things we want to implement for ourselves or in our current relationships or in our potential new relationships. And that's not something that you do overnight, but as the situations arise, you know, it's like it, instead of maybe being in the sort of old energy around things, hopefully you can see things from a clearer eye, maybe a little more optimistic or just a little bit more clarity on the choices that you need to make. And with the Jupiter retrograde energy, and of course, look at where these things are hitting you in your own chart. Like for Pam and Jamie, that's in your 10th house. Well, that's actually in your 9th house of divine purpose is where the Venus energy is currently, but it was before that, it was in your 10th house of career. So both of those, career and business, both of those areas were highly impacted, but it also has to do with your personal relationships, your one-on-one relationships, because it rules your house of intimate relationship. And like for Tova, that would have been in your 5th house, where Venus has gone direct, which is your mind. But it's also connections with children and your creativity, but it also was retrograding before that in your 6th house, which would have been work relationships as well as health and healing. So, you know, just look in your chart where these things are going on. And the Jupiter retrograde is happening in Aries, and Jupiter's been in Aries since April. And this is going to be a time where it's actually pretty beneficial in a lot of ways. Jupiter's quite strong. Rahu, the magician, is getting closer and closer to leaving Aries. And that's going to free up the Jupiter energy and really clean and clear it up. And that'll be after the eclipses that happen in October. But the retrograde energy is asking us to take a closer look at some of the choices that maybe we have made or are going to make around wealth, around knowledge, around our teachings. It can really give us some deeper insight into things and again, empower us to make some new choices. But remember, wherever Jupiter is in your chart, and this, you can go back to the handout I gave you for the year, it's aspecting it's three fire signs that are lit up, plus it's also aspecting Libra. And so whatever the fire signs are for you, like for Tova, their wealth, for, What are they for you guys? Oh, their purpose for, is that right? No. All the fire signs for you, Scorpio ascendants. I'm just talking about the people that are here as far as people listening here on the replay. So for Scorpio ascendants, all the fire signs are also wealth houses. It's just looking at it from a different vantage point. And then a specific wealth house depending on what Aries rules for you. And so those are the things you're taking a closer look at this year and that are highlighted, and Jupiter's it shines a beneficent light on those places. So where there's light, we can see more choices. And in the retrograde, or just see more of the truth, it'll just help us to see more of the truth and help to empower us to maybe make some new choices in those areas. So it's not bad. It's just that things don't tend to move forward as quickly as we'd like them. But all time isn't created equal. If we have more information and we've got more insight and we have more clarity, and we know the truth about things, when we do make a choice, we're likely to make a better choice, and it can save us a whole lot of time than if we bumbled around, which we do a lot of the time, and find our choices by bumping into things and people in the world. So, just we're going to hit the eclipses next month, and that is going to bring a culmination of this particular eclipse pattern of where it has been in Libra and in Aries, and then it's going to move somewhere new. And of course, I'll create trainings around that and all of that. So, and I'll talk a little bit more about the eclipse pattern as we come into October, not to overwhelm you. But the culmination of the eclipse pattern is always wanting us to sort of get, did we get the lesson? Did we really get, because the eclipses are about growth. The mystic is letting go of whatever's keeping us from our divine path, especially in that particular area of life, what Libra represents, collectively relationships, but personally, there's another layer to it, whatever Libra is for you. And then, and for the magician, Rahu, it's bringing in opportunities, but it also in growth and material, the material world, material wealth, but it also brings in a lot of illusion, and where we really have to sift and sort through the illusion wherever Rahu is to come to and be aware of what the truth is. So interesting energies. It's a lot shifting and changing right now. So the key to all of this is staying very, very present, remembering what your purpose is, and then you can take that to another level of what is my purpose in this particular area of life. Whether you're looking, entertaining the energies of your chart, or whether you're like, okay, my relationship or my career or my health, whatever it is, what's my purpose here? Am I in alignment with that? Am I making choices in alignment with that and staying very present? Or am I really hooked by all the things that are happening outside of me, including social media and all the things, or other people's business and drama, because Rahu also represents drama, more than I am, my own true path. So that's some of the themes going on. Of course, I talk about all this in a September update, but that's just what's coming up currently about those themes. So I am going to open it up to go. I'm going to open it up and let's have jump in and let's have a conversation. What's coming up for you? What can I help you with today? What do you want to share?
Pamela, you want to go first since you have to hop off?
Sure. So, I don't know if I've shared this yet, Jamie and Toba. I don't believe you heard this. So, in addition to the gowns that I'm working with hospitals on, an oncology surgeon approached me to create the best post-op bra because
Amazing.
she's fed up with what's out on the marketplace, like hundreds she has tried on her patients. Oh, thank you, Jamie.
I love that you could clap like that.
Feel like Mickey Mouse hands, it almost sounds like.
that, Jamie?
So this doctor is, the way she communicates, she also has her MBA. She is so passionate about serving her patients. It's off the chart. So anyway, what's the fascinating part is that, does anybody else hear, like, Pamela, is something going on outside where you are? Okay. I don't know where it's at. Can you hear me, though? Okay. I can't hear you.
I can't hear you either. Yeah, we hear you too. Oh, yeah, stopped now.
That's bizarre. Okay, let's just try the other ear of the headset and see if that fixes it. Okay,
so,
can you hear me now? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. Okay, we're all good?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay,
thanks. Okay.
So I had in mind this factory that I was introduced to a couple years ago. So Prema Sherry-Berry, I talked to Friday night. And God love her. She's like, I no longer do PPE gear. And I said, I'm not talking about PPE gear. So catch up with me here. But long and short of it is, bringing this sort of conundrum to their factory is exactly why she started the fashion incubator. This is in Tempe. And so she has two paths, one for really fledgling fashion designers that are limited on resources, or those that really want to hire every step of it, outsource it through their factory. So they will create a flat pattern and then make it into 3D, and they'll source it. And so it's called I'm just going to use the term so you start a roadmap, and it's like an all-inclusive thing. So then I talked to Sherry's business partner last night because they sent me what the package, and I just wanted to make sure it's clear on what we were getting. But when you say things are going slow, like this has been going so slowly, and now it feels like seriously, like they're ready to go. I just need the doctor who was in OR today, and she's heading to Philadelphia to present some papers, but I don't want to sign the agreement till I want to make sure she's cool on this. And what's really fascinating that I did not understand before was that they're specifically designed to run small batches to make sure your product, there's somewhere in the marketplace that will take it. So you don't have to make a big commitment to volume, which is really unusual in the fashion industry. And then they pass you off to factories that do large runs, and the fashion incubator can just even cut all your material. And so the factory just sews, which is where you really get economies of scale just on the, or they can just send the digital pattern and the big factory can cut and sew. So anyway, I am like, I've been waiting one for this doctor, this type of somebody seeking me out to bring an idea. And it aligns with my gowns anyway. And she promotes my gowns to the hospital she's in. But then to find this innovative technology, like just perfect factory. So I'm just lit up like a Christmas tree.
That's totally off. And that, you know, a lot of that can be that whole Rahu-Jupiter combination. So that's awesome. And so the agreement that you would be signing is with
the fashion incubator.
Okay.
And it's just for this project. It's not any intellectual property. In fact, I asked them if they would sign an NDA before we got going, and she said, sure. So that's all good. What's interesting is what's coming up is, and this is not where I want to be, but it's kind of like, I feel like, stop thinking that the other she was going to drop, instead of, because I feel like I've had the boat on the horizon and I thought it was coming to shore so many times
Well,
that
and
it.
then you're in of co and of course you're in the past if you're in that energy, right? You're in the past
Right. And
and
really,
recruit. Yeah.
yeah, for support. And I'm really not starting there, but it like creeps. It's interesting. It
Yeah.
creeps it.
So you've got to really and we can look in your at your energy in your session and see if there's something we need to clear tomorrow, but you've got to be, I was just working with my daughter on this. You've got to be spending more time focusing, of course, on what you are creating than what you don't want to create. And the problem is okay, we're going to do our meditation in the morning, or we're going to do our intentions, or whatever it might be. And that's, 5 minutes, 20 minutes. And then there we are with our mind and our thoughts for the rest of the day. So we want to, two things. It means, okay, well, do I need to recalibrate 3 times a day? Do I need to take 5 minutes and like really lock and load this? Yes, you do. And then, and that's time very, very well spent because it keeps your head, like anytime you're noticing your head's going in the wrong direction, you need to recalibrate it. Problem is we don't. That's the problem.
Okay.
Okay. So
Okay.
there is a, so there's the habitual, thinking programming or just pattern and habit of thinking. So we have to switch the habit of thinking and the habit of feeling, and the thoughts trigger off the feelings. So the other piece of that is having something to flip into in the moment. So I love gratitude for that, and if you catch it soon enough, it's easy enough to do. And literally, I like to see it like a switch. Oh, my switch is on the wrong direction. Let me flip my switch the other direction. Okay, I'm going to be grateful for this. This deal is done. The run has just gone so smoothly. They're in the marketplace. Like you flip into that appreciation and that gratitude. That's the thing I like so much to switch into. In the moment. The other thing you can switch into in the moment is really just being grateful for anything. It doesn't have to be about that specific thing. That's a little bit higher level, but just being grateful for anything in the moment puts you in a much better energetic state. So having something, so two strategies there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And if anybody listening wants to talk about this factory, I really want to promote it because it's such a cool space. And
That's very cool. Yeah.
And so just
And also I would say on signing contracts, I would definitely avoid the 14th, 15th, and 16th. That's when Mercury is going to flip around and go direct. If you can do it after that, super, super great. If you have to do it before that, just don't do it on those days.
okay, yeah. So it's an agreement and it really defines accountability, which I like because there's certain ways along the production that they want you, as they call the customer a brand, the brand, to sign off because they don't want to take unilateral responsibility. And I
Right.
just, it just makes sense. It just makes
Makes
sense.
I work off agreements. Agreements are very useful. Yeah.
So. And the one thing that we do, and this is what we can work, I'd like your help on our session tomorrow, is the doctor and I have not structured our relationship. So
That's
before,
important.
yeah, it's real important before. And I feel like the train's already left the station, and I just want to make sure we're both real clear on what that looks like.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have had a loose conversation about that, if I recall, but that's absolutely imperative that you get, so we let's get really clear about that for sure.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Awesome, and congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm complete. I'll listen till I need to go.
Okay,
Thank
awesome.
you.
Tova, you want to hop on?
Yeah, I'm just super excited for you. Sounds amazing. Oh, I don't even know what to say. I don't have
It's
anything.
been a long time since I've talked to you.
It is, and I keep missing, I mean, everything has been kind of a mess, and I keep like missing the calls. It's amazing. Like, I literally got on the call one Wednesday night, and I'm like, where is everybody? And it was the week before.
Well, and this I had to send out a correction because I looked at what I gave my assistant and I flipped the times on all the calls. the calls. It's like on the dates on the calls, I was like, oh, my assistant. And then I said, I always check myself first. Like, no, I did that. Okay. So anyway.
So, and I think that's a little bit of a sample of what things have been like for me. They've just been crazy and all over the place, and like a step forward and then several steps back in the last few weeks, which has not been so much fun on the one hand. On the other hand, I just got in, I was telling Pamela before, into a medical study for long COVID that starts next week. So it's
Okay.
for 5 weeks. I did about it. I have a lot of big thing, like a lot of decisions that I don't have to make, but are being made about me in the next few weeks. A big one is on the 18th, which is a little.
Yeah, that's just after the so and when you say m being made about you, what do you mean?
I'm working with a lawyer who's like helping me. I can't think of the words in English. Appeal basically the decision that was
Yeah.
made to our security in terms of what they haven't given me and they should be giving me. And so I've seen there have been multiple meetings, and this is like the last one and also one of the more important ones that's happening on the 18th. And it's been
Okay.
a hit and miss on multiple levels until now.
Okay, well, the energy is pretty good for that, just by the by, just with where, I'm going to look at Mars for, lawyer for you and legal kind of stuff, and it's in your seventh house. It's really good for, for details and that sort of thing. And yeah, and the whole Jupiter retrograde is, your Jupiter, but it's happening in your second house of money, and Jupiter's been in your second house of money, so there's a reevaluation going on around all of that. And Saturn, you're running the subcycle of Saturn, and Saturn's aspecting that, and Saturn wants truth, and wants to get down to the truth about things. So, yeah, I mean, the energy's not really bad. And then Mercury's gone direct, at that point. So, definitely is not the worst time to have a decision.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I think on my personal journey, I feel like there's a major shift that I need to make, and I'm struggling being able to see it.
And
So
when you say a major shift that you need to make, you mean in your just in your personal perception, in your choices, and your like flesh that out a little bit for me.
I think part of it is I'm having trouble putting my finger on it, but I think part of it is maybe perception, and or how I'm showing up in this world, how I'm looking at myself or looking at the way I function in this world that needs
Yeah.
to there's a need to happen there, and it's like I can't quite.
Yeah. So there's, and I'm just going to say it, because we all have it somewhere in us, and it all comes up sometimes, but it's a bit of victim. And so, as unsexy as victim is, like I said, it's in all of us, and it rears its head. But, victim is when we're at, when we're things are happening to us, as opposed to us being, And then when we're believing we're creating our reality, we believe at some level we are creating all of this, whether we're aware of how we're doing it or not aware of how we're doing it. And this is as, at some level or another, you've kind of been stuck in that spin cycle for a long, long, long time.
Way too long.
Yeah. And your energy feels better overall than I've seen in a long time with you, which is awesome too. And it's awesome that you even have the bandwidth to entertain that question. But that's really what you need to look at and work with clearing is, and if you were not in a, and the other flip side of that question to really live with is if I wasn't exhibiting victim energy, What might I be? Who might I be? What might I be doing? There's that. And then what am I, what, and then the third part of that would be then if that would be the case, then what am I afraid of? What am I afraid of? And really just fully being in my full power and full responsibility. And that's a real big clue to the next phase of work. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I mean, I think I still am kind of stuck in stage one, as I'm struggling to see, because I've been asking myself a lot of like, what's next, right? Like, how, you know, shifting myself out of this. And I think I'm struggling to see. It's like I know things need to be different, but I'm struggling to see what that looks like for me.
Okay, so that, so if you so actually write this down, because here's so you're that's where you are. I totally get that. So the next set of questions for you to sit with is, okay, so if it's not necessarily what's next, but okay, if I was free of all of this and I fully had all my power, then the first one is, who would I be? You have to sit and meditate. You have to sit deep with these questions. You know, who would I be? And based on who would be being, what might I be doing differently? How might I be living differently? What might I be enjoying? And what might I, you know, even let go of? And then based on your answers there, that gives you a lot of information to then ask yourself, all right, well, based on where I am now, and that's where I would be, then, you know, what's holding me back? What am I afraid of? What are the beliefs that are in my way? Does that make sense?
Yep.
And then you could go use some clearing processes on that.
Right.
And then if you can't even get into that, then you could even start with using the polarity process on, okay, well, here I am in this stage, and then what's the opposite of that? And remember, you're just going to, like, so if I'm feeling stuck or, you know, in victimhood or whatever it might be here, and I wasn't, what would be the opposite of that? And that's very personal. That's why in that process.
Yeah.
And then just like I would say, like, for a week, do that every morning. You're gonna free up a lot of energy to go deeper. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I know that there's a lot of fear there, and I've been doing work around that. That's for sure. I'm just not 100% what it is that I'm afraid of.
I know, but that's what, so. But if you actually do what I just laid out for you, because you're not gonna get it with your head. You're trying to mental it, and you're not going to.
Right.
But I know you. If you drop in, you're gonna get to the truth. Just have to give yourself the space to actually do that in the beginning of the day, not the end of the day, when you've got the bandwidth.
Right.
And again, if you feel like you really need something to pave the way, use the polarity process in that way, because it'll really open up some things.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yep. Thank you.
So are you still on leave from work?
I am.
And are you currently working with any clients?
I'm working with a couple of clients, yep.
And
yep.
And do you have some kind of disability coming in?
Well, that's the whole thing with a lawyer is I have, and I'm waiting to hear the disability that I had ended at the end of August, and I'm waiting to hear whether they're renewing it or not.
Okay, gotcha.
Give an indication that it should be okay, but I don't know yet. I should know in the next few days.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Stay out of the fear zone about that too. Okay.
It has been really hard.
It's a really good, you know, it's just like what I was talking about with the process I was talking about for Pam. And you can go back and listen to this. This will go on the member site tomorrow morning. But you know, in that moment, just, you know, really honing your mind, you know, it's like just harnessing it. We're not going over there, you know?
That's very much what I've been trying to do, and especially since last week I had a lot of unexpected expenses and like a lot. And I was like, just don't go there. Like it's everything's gonna be fine. Everything's fine.
And like when we ha and I want to say probably I would say with all this retrograde energy, everybody could have a some kind of a similar story around this, you know, mentally. I mean, I've had to hone my mind about things for sure. And it and you know and it takes effort and it takes bandwidth, but you know it's worth it. It's like, you know, are we gonna let, you know, are we gonna let the horses run wild over there? No, we got to, if we can catch it before, and then we start keep starting to look for the cues of, oh, like my daughter Katie, who recently had a baby, she's got, you know, she's got two big dogs and they bark like crazy. And now, of course, she's all about getting the bark dogs to stop barking. And so she wasn't about that before. She is now. So we've, you know, so now it's like, okay, you know, she was after the fact for a long time and yelling at me. And now she's like, okay, the baby's gonna go to sleep. Okay, got the brown noise on. I got the bark collars on. Like, you know, I got the sign on the door. Like, you know, all the things we do to hopefully it does, you know, to curb it from happening. And then the strategy of like, okay, if someone's coming through the door, I'm telling them to sit and I'm giving them the treat. You know, like, you know, sometimes it takes a lot of effort and that's why we don't do these things, but it's worth it if we, if, you know, it's worth the retraining is worth it.
Okay.
Okay, keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. Okay. Okay. Jamie, did you want to hop on? I know we have a session after this, but just thought I'd check in.
I think the retrogrades and everything slow a bit fast is just what's going on in my life. But Maxim is back, so I've had him for 2 weeks and he seems to be getting in a rhythm. Oh, I gotta go unlock the door for him in a minute. So but we seem to be getting in the rhythm so. And then we have like a nice 4 day weekend together, and we're making the move to change the name. We believe my name, which is a pretty big deal. And so that feels like we're going to be able to move forward in that direction. But other everything else, like job and future and all that stuff, is completely up in the air. And if I think about it too much, it gets scary. And so I don't want to think about it too much. And then I get overwhelmed with the amount of stuff that they're telling me, like, we have to go to New Jersey next week. We have to do this, have to do that. So I kind of, in a way, just want to like quit that and do those things.
Totally hear you. It's a, it's so you know, this energy can feel incredibly overwhelming, even though it feels like it's at a standstill in so many ways too. It's totally get it. Okay, and we can go into any of that that you want to in your session. All right. Well, does anyone have anything else? If not, we'll just kind of wrap it up for today. Hopefully I didn't throw too many people off. I did send a correction time out. But there you go. That's the retrograde energy for you. Doing the best we can here. Are you all complete for today? Okay. All right. It's great to see you, Tova. Always great to see you, Jamie. I'll see you soon. Okay. And if you want to get on sooner or Jamie, or if you want to keep our time, I can go either way. You just let me know. Okay. All right, my dears. Much love to you. Those of you listening in, I hope you got something great out of this. Feel free to drop any questions in the forum for me. And you'll have a new moon update out next week. And of course, I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks on the mastermind. All right, much love to you. Okay, bye-bye.